Recently, a comedian on Australia's Got Talent made quite the first impression on viewers.
Hello, everyone. My name is He. It's spelled as H-E. It is my name. It is not my pronoun.
Her full name is He Huang. She was born in Chongqing, China, and moved to Sydney, Australia about 3 years ago. And her jokes centered around that experience of living in a foreign place and dealing with the kind of ignorance and racism that comes along with that.
Yeah, last year I was roaming around in the city and this guy just yelled at me. He was like, yo, go back to China. I was like, sir, there's no flight.
The set made a lot of people laugh, including myself, but it also made some people really angry, especially in China.
If you're like me, over the age of 27, not dating or not married in China, you'll be called leftover ladies. I know it is brutal, but I love leftovers. Come on, who doesn't love Chinese leftovers?
Yeah.
Online, people took issue with several of her jokes and accused her of playing off of racist stereotypes for laughs. He Huang joins us now to talk about the huge amount of attention she's gotten since Australia's Got Talent. Hello.
Hi, Elsa.
Hi. Okay, see, I just want to say that I laughed really hard when I saw your set because it is funny, and I'm saying that as someone who does sometimes feel uncomfortable when I see an Asian comedian making fun of Asians. So I'm just curious, like, how surprised were you by all the anger you got, particularly from people in China?
Oh, I am very surprised because I have been doing this set for quite some years. And since considering I didn't really talk a lot of controversial issues, mostly just talking from my perspective, what happened to me. So in comedy, we're saying we're punching down myself. You can see it's not funny, but I don't know why people are triggered by that.
Well, did any of their comments at any point make you think to yourself, huh, like, did I go too far? Did I cross some line? Didn't make you doubt?
Yes. At first couple days, I was like, did I do something wrong? Because people are reacting, especially back in China. When it first started, it was like really hateful and really personal attacks. I was like, did I do something wrong? Did I say something hurtful? But then I start to process and chat with my friends and comedians and other, you know, people who have been supporting me from the beginning of my comedy career. And they realize, oh, that's just online right now. It's just very toxic and extreme. And also, it just doesn't really change who I am as a comedian. So I was like, yeah, it's their problem. It's not my problem because I didn't change. And I'm not going to change either. So
this is an honest question I have for Asian comedians who use stereotypes in their jokes is, I get it. You know, you don't have to be the single agent of social change in your comedy. But do you worry that because you resort to stereotypes in order to make your jokes more accessible in some ways, that you end up perpetuating those stereotypes? Does that ever concern you?
Well, no, I never concerned about that. It's just a joke. And then people who come to see a joke, it's a joke. Never someone come to see my joke and then just go out punch a Chinese. Because in my set, I also talk about other stuff, about Chinese culture and stuff like that. I haven't experienced that. It's just like most of just love, you know. A lot of Asian people come to my show. They feel super relatable, especially Asian women come to my show. It doesn't matter that if they're from China or not. Most of them from outside China, like Chinese or Philippines, Malaysians, some Muslim women. They're saying, I feel represented. Yeah. And they feel they told me, it's like, I've never seen someone like this. And then whatever you're joking about, I can understand. And I feel so relatable.
So I guess ultimately, what do you take away from this whole experience?
I think a takeaway is like my hard work paid off because I do try really hard to work on my crafts everywhere I go and travel a fair amount. I tried in different rooms in different countries and they all worked. And I was like, oh, if probably that's the reason why it has so many, it goes viral into so many different countries. And secondly, I realized as a comedian, doesn't matter whatever they see online, me as a comedian, as a person, doesn't change. Love me or don't love me, I won't change. I turn off the social media. My life is still as usual. I'm still surrounded by friends supporting me and also loving me. And then that's it. I just need to keep doing what I'm doing and be fearless, you know?
Fearless. Comedian He Huang, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Elsa, for having me.